This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Myles Garrett not practicing again today. The report by Jordan Schultz is he's playing through three injuries. The A word, not that A word, the Achilles, a foot and a thigh issue. And while we're talking Browns here, Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin tracked the season episode by episode during their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. And you know, Jason, one of the kind of themes that I talk about a lot with the Browns is Kevin Stefanski as a leadership. Some of this I'm talking about in a vacuum because I'm not in that building every day. So that is a benefit of the doubt I give to Kevin because he's had more success than any Browns head coach since Bill Belichick. And we can probably say going back to Marty if we're being real fair, because Bill had one winning season here, or one playoff season here. But this Miles thing, this is the next test of this mindset with Kevin of, I put it on the player to make the decision. I think anytime you're talking about an Achilles or when you're talking about something that he's having to gut through this early in the season, time is your friend. And I think this is where this might be one of the things I want Kevin to do a little differently is it's okay to go and say, I know you want to play. You know I'm trying to look out for you because I'm trying to protect you from the competitor within. I need you to go ahead, and if the doctors say 3 weeks of rest will do this, will fix you up, then we need to take that so that you're ready by the time late October comes around.
Well, when you look at Myles Garrett, he's a horse. And for Kevin Stefanski to be able to sit his horse down and have a conversation about, we need you all season. We need to make sure that you're healthy, not in week one, two, or three, but in weeks 10, 11, 12, 13, and so on. You need to make sure that he understands that. And any time you're talking about, like you said, the big A word, the Achilles side of it, that is a
thank
tough,
you for clarifying that immediately. Because right? People have heard me say the other A word before.
Oh, boy, here we go. But that is a testament of being a head coach, too, is making sure that your players, especially your stud players, your best players in the locker room, understand where you're coming from. And he's going to protect his players 100%.
Well, and it's difficult because then you start to factor in not only are we not doctors, you don't want to, start to jam up team doctors. I know that there's a lot that goes into this, but I do think, I can point to Baker Mayfield should have been shut down in 2021. And if he was shut down, Baker would still be the quarterback here, and he could have sidestepped a lot of the nonsense that we've gone through the last couple of years. Quite frankly, Deshaun and how it was handled leading up to the Baltimore game. Remember, the night before the Baltimore game, where DTR started on 3 hours' notice, Deshaun had been telling Kevin, I'm going to play, and Kevin told that to everyone who would listen. And in hindsight, everybody put that on Deshaun, and I'm like, wait. So, hey, coach, if you look at this guy and go, I'm not too sure about this, you can't just go out there and say, well, it's a player decision. No, it is a team decision. You know what I mean? And I think I understand. So this is where the era comes into it. I'm not asking Kevin to be Mike Vrabel or Belichick from 30 years ago, or Bill Parcells. That's not who he is. I understand that. But this is an area, to me, of leadership, of just being able to talk to your players. Because I think now, I think I asked you this question. I'll say this right now. I don't know how if this guy's dealing with us now in week 3, and every week it seems to have gotten worse. I don't know how it gets better unless he misses time.
Well, I think that's the big question, right, that is up for debate right now, is if he doesn't miss time, he's not going to heal, because you're banging every Sunday. You get, you know, you get Monday, Tuesday off a little bit to some extent, but you need to make sure that you're getting healthy at the same time. And the only way you do that is with rest.
So we're actually going to play from Kevin Stefanski here earlier today, talking about Myles Garrett's status and the 3-1 injury here.
Yeah, I don't see him being ruled out. Obviously, you would be smart if there's ever a decision to be made. With every player, I feel like Miles is determined to continue to play. He's working through injuries like a lot of guys, and he's played through injury in his past. But of course, you'd always make smart decisions with your players.
So that is, and listen, that's the patented Kevin Stefanski non-answer. And I'm going to continue to go back to, because I've gone at Kevin for a lot of things. So I'm not trying to hammer Kevin for this. But this is one of those, like it was with the other two examples. Okay, I'm going to trust you to trust the player to make the decision. But if the worst case outcome, if the foot injury just gets too much, I'm not going to hammer you. Right? Like, well, you can't see. But if the worst case scenario of the three injuries happens with the big A word, that's when, like, that's not hindsight. We're setting this up. That if the worst case scenario comes out of this, because I'll be honest with you, I think if we get into most indispensable players, I'll give you Miles. Yeah, it's easy to say that's the guy. He's a unicorn physically. It's easy to say he's, you know, reigning defensive player of the year, potential future Hall of Famer. He is your most important cog in the machine. At the end of the day, man, it is football. And when it comes down to, especially early in the season, if you can't overcome the loss of Miles, then that house of cards that was the number one defense last year was just that. It wasn't a well-built foundation if the only thing that has to happen for you to be great is Miles to play.
Well, and that's a scary scenario right now, is that he is playing right now. He's still day-to-day. He didn't practice today. So now when you're looking at the whole situation that's going to come to the forefront, you're going on the road. You're playing a team that you should probably beat, you know, in the Raiders. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you have your dogs. And this game, you're going to get banged up. It's inevitable. If you're playing that hard and you're an edge rusher and you're who Myles Garrett is, like you said, a unicorn, you want to make sure that as a player, you're going out there and you're going to play hard. You don't want to be hesitant at all thinking about, oh, if I pull back the reins just a little bit as a player, am I going to get beaten? Am I going to get pushed back? And is that going to hurt me even more?
Well, and here's the other thing. Long term, and this is the same thing. Like, I think we've underrated the importance of edge rushers, or pass rushers. Elite pass rushers are just under the importance of, like, I'd say, like, a above average starting quarterback in the NFL. Like, I think it's like the third most, the most valuable is a franchise quarterback. Then you go to that step below above average. And then to me, it's like an elite pass rusher. So I think it's one of the three most important kinds of players in football. But so if we're talking 15 games, 14 games, yeah, I don't know how you could expect the thing to be the same. But I think the thing we always lose sight of in football, it is a team game. And for a short term, I also think, like, listen, I don't want to rest Miles if not for the Achilles. But if there is an advantage to be gained there to get him healthy, let's do that so we can just make sure that he doesn't lead to something career-altering. And at the same point...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Point. This is where then, short term, it's about Za'Darius. It's about Alex Wright. It's about if you want to make a trade for Hassan Reddick, who still hasn't reported to the Jets. It's about Denzel in the cornerback room. Like, you know, there's not 10 other scrubs on defense. So you don't ever want to find out, well, can they do it without Miles? But that's a hell of a test. You'd prefer that the defense was actually playing really well, and I don't think they played that well. I think they had a good game against Jacksonville. Ton of chunk yardage. Ton of missed opportunities. The neighbors think from this weekend was just dumb. Oh, well, you know, we're not a matchup-based defense, so we're just going to leave MJ Emerson out there on an island to get dunked on for damn 2 touchdowns and 100 yards because we're dogs. Okay, well, you got neutered on Sunday by a slap-ass Giants team. I blacked out. Getting back to it, though, sorry. It happens occasionally. But I do think, like, do I know definitively they can answer the call if Miles has to go out if you rest him? No. But is that something that is worth finding out if it's in the best interest of Miles? 100%.
Well, I think the pride would come into it, too. I mean, if you're a defense, and last year, look how good their defense was. They were unstoppable at times, mm-hmm. and they were one of the best defenses. So now, all of a sudden, okay, they haven't played up to their caliber. They haven't played up to their standards yet, but they're still NFL players. They're still great NFL players. And if you lose a Myles Garrett for a game or two, or even if you have Myles Garrett in there at 90%, this defense can still play and can still win football games.
Well, and I think that's the thing. Like, it's so torn because we all feel more comfortable when Miles is out there. But if you can win without a quarterback, if you can win with P.J. Walker for a short stint of time and DTR short stint of time, a kid who admitted, like, oh, man, I was so green last year that it kind of jammed me up. If you can do that, like, you owe it to yourself. And here's the thing. I'll go back to this. The player always wants to play. And that, like, that's so admirable. Like, you should love Miles for that. But the player will play for a multitude of reasons. And a lot of it's their competitors. Some of it is Miles got another payday coming. Some of it is pride. Some of it is FOMO. Like, there's so many things that go into this. And, like, I'll be honest with you. I'm not, again, I think he's going to play this weekend. But if this continues to progress and 3 injuries becomes 4 injuries, there's going to become a point where the season becomes on the line depending on which decision do you make.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough call. And I think ultimately it does go back into that committee call where it's Kevin, it's Miles, it's maybe even the front office steps in and says something. But at the same time, it's going to probably come back down to Miles saying, I'm going to play this weekend as long as it doesn't linger.
So when it comes to this question, guys, Miles is apparently playing through an Achilles, a foot, and thigh injuries. Are you okay with if they decide to rest Miles? Because I'll be honest with you, I skew towards rest. It'd be different if we're in December. Man, we're in September. I know they're rudderless, but you got to think long-term on this one. And this is a spot where Kevin's got to step up and make the right decision.